Miranda Lambert's new album, For the Record, is her first new collection of songs since 2009's Revolution, which won Album of the Year prizes from the Academy of Country Music Awards and the Country Music Association Awards. In the time between the release of these two albums, Lambert married country star Blake Shelton and became one of Nashville's most prominent stars. Rock critic Ken Tucker says that Lambert is still not a typical Nashville country act, as For the Record proves.
The weatherman says rain today. We'll saddle up and be on our way. What's a little rain to a high-riding rebel or two? 'Cause it's easy living, easy loving you.
For the Record. Miranda Lambert spells it F-O-U-R to emphasize that this is her fourth album, is a transitional collection for Lambert. Her preceding three played up the idea of Miranda as a good old gal with an explosive emotional streak. You saw it in titles like Kerosene, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and Gunpowder and Lead. For the Record is an album whose subtext is all about coming to terms with the expectations of her audience and her expectations for herself as a performer wanting to broaden her subject matter, to work in more varied styles.
I cut my bangs with some rusty kitchen scissors. I screamed his name till the neighbors called the cops. I numbed the pain at the expense of my liver. Don't know what I did next, all I know I couldn't stop. Word got around to the butterflies and the Baptist. My mama's phone started ringing off the hook. I can hear her name saying she ain't gonna have it. Don't matter how you feel, it only matters how you look. Go and fix your makeup, girl. It's just a breakup running. Hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. 'Cause I raised you better. Gotta keep it together even when you fall apart. But this ain't my mama's broken heart.
That's Miranda Lambert reaching for some common ground between country music and Kurt Vile on Mama's Broken Heart. If the lyrics hew to Lambert's well-established rebel girl image, the salient line here is, sometimes revenge is a choice you gotta make, its beat and rhythm aren't your standard Grand Ole Opry fare. Neither are the power ballad moments on another song, Safe, or the pleasantly intricate wordplay that Lambert navigates on All Kinds of Kinds.
If there was an acrobat who went that Horatio the human cannonball, a wedding neat the big talk tent with barkers, clowns, and elephants, sideshow, family oddities and all. The dark-faced boy howled out with joy as the tattooed lady was crying. Ever since the beginning, to keep the world spinning, it takes all.
For the Record contains the lowest number of Lambert compositions per album. She wrote 11 of the 12 songs on her debut disc, 8 out of 11 on her second album, 11 out of 15 on Revolution. Of the 15 songs on For the Record, Lambert wrote or co-wrote 6, 7 if you buy the so-called deluxe edition. Combine this with the more uneven quality of this album, and it is tempting to think that Lambert hasn't had the time or inspiration to keep up with the pace of her career. But the thing is, in country music, it's unusual for a star to write the bulk of his or her own material. Nashville is a songwriter's town, and Lambert has excellent taste in picking songs to cover. If anything, the ones she didn't write here work best at burnishing her strong woman with wit image. I'm thinking of the revenge-themed Mama's Broken Heart and the Gillian Welch-Dave Rawlings composition Look at Miss Ohio, with its more in sorrow than in joy refrain, I want to do right, but not right now.
Oh, me, oh, my, oh, would you look at Miss Ohio? She's running around with her rag top down. She says, I want to do right, but not right now. I'm going to drive. Live
Lambert is careful to cover a certain number of bases. There's the album's first single, Baggage Claim, that plays with the idea of carrying dead weight as a metaphor for an exhausted romance. She even ventures a little avant-garde with the fuzzed, filtered vocals on a number called Fine Tune. On the other hand, there's a duet with her charming husband, Blake Shelton. Someday, I hope soon, those two will record a duet album in the grand tradition of Tammy Wynette and George Jones. In the meantime, Lambert seems determined not to settle too comfortably into her stardom without stepping on a few toes, even if they happen to be those of her fans.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Miranda Lambert's new album called For the Record.